Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, episode
23.
Snake Diss Podcast.
We can't talk about Kanye on MJ episode.
Back. I guess so. That's kind of, it is what it is. Back in the building, Greg, Ryan, George. Special guest in the building. An avid listener, the guy Andrew Aguero.
Yes, sir.
Back in the building. What are we talking about? Simple? What?
Social media is for the man.
Oh, what you got? What's your social medias?
Oh, social media is going to be easy. I pretty much just Twitter and Facebook. Aguero623, pretty much it. On Snapchat or Instagram.
You're not on Instagram?
Nah.
You on Instagram?
Nah.
My man.
Really?
Nah, no Instagram.
Oh, man, I thought you was on there.
Fuck all that other nonsense.
Yeah.
Dang. Saying the
Instagram is actually, I actually like Instagram.
All
right. I like Instagram. Twitter is getting a little played out, though.
But you don't have your own Instagram, though. You just like that we have one. Like,
I ain't getting my own.
Exactly.
I have my own.
Exactly.
What we talking about, Simple?
Got the BHT Fest recap. We'll talk about kids and sneakers.
And we show no bias.
We show no bias. And then we'll get into our top 10 wackest hype shoes of all time.
Well, overrated.
Overrated shoes of all time to us.
To us.
People are going to be mad at Simple for saying that.
Saying what?
Wackest instead of overhyped. Whack.
Overhyped? Is that the same as overrated?
I mean,
it can be.
I don't see why not.
I kind of construed it as that.
As overhyped?
Yeah, a little bit. That was a little bit of a factor into my list.
All right. I'm definitely interested in hearing that.
And Don Fisher, you're going to be upset with me, but I don't care.
Yeah, Don Fisher going to be upset with me, too.
And I'll be upset with me, too.
I was like, Don Fisher going to be mad at me.
Well, he might be half upset with me. He might be half.
He's going to be flaming upset.
Yeah, he might even know what that means.
He might never listen again.
That's actually kind of funny because I actually sent him a text and I was like, I'm making this list.
Hey, you let him know ahead of time.
Well, he's got a little bit of a heads up yet, but I just was like,
Well, you trying not to hurt feelings.
No, not hurt feelings.
Nah, the homie Don, no, shout out to the homie Don, man.
Shout
the homie
out to Don.
Don actually laced my daughter with a pair of Air Force Ones and they actually pretty dope, you know, and I really appreciate that. Especially since we kind of talking about kids' shoes today, like Ryan said, we talking about Yeezys for kids. Do they actually need them? Or do us as grown men need to be copping Yeezys for kids? But anyways, we'll get into that. BHT Fest. Ryan was there. Andrew was there. What do you think, Andrew? I was there as well.
It was cool. Shout out to Charles and his whole squad for, you know, doing that event. I mean, it was free admittance to the event, which is cool right there. I did give Charles a hard time about VIP getting in after 12, but, you know.
Did you get VIP?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you get any deals or anything?
Nah, I wasn't going to get deals because I knew I'd have to be there at like 6 in the morning to get them. I just did it to, you know, support the homie, but, you know, I was joking around giving him a hard time about getting in.
So what was the difference?
I guess the VIP got you in earlier, and Ben had those, had a table full of steals.
Oh, all right.
And I know some people that did come up on some steals, so.
Wait, what came with the VIP?
So wait, is that the like line that you're talking about?
Yeah, you just
had to get there super early.
Johnny Gonzalez,
Charles,
got a pair
you should have opened it up at like 8 a.m. No?
Johnny Gonzalez got a pair of the white Laser Ones, but like the original Laser Ones for like I think it's like $100.
Oh, fours, weren't they?
Or fours? I'm sorry, fours.
For $100.
Oh, the white or the black?
The white pair.
Right.
I don't care what anything with laser on them, but $100.
They were clean too. The black ones are dope because you can't really see it. I mean,
black ones are dope too.
I don't even remember what the black ones look like.
Okay.
They look like the white ones with their black.
Don came up. Jesus.
Moon rocks. All those Yeezys and stuff.
Moon rocks, like 450. Camo 5.
So, wait, how did it work? Like,
Camo 5
first come, first serve? Like, they asked the first man, what do you want?
And no, I don't know. I think they let in.
They were letting them five at a time.
So what if those five just bought everything that was on
the store? It was one. I think it was one per. And then you had to go back around and like get in line because Don.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was gonna say. So
I would have copped up everything.
I just thought that maybe some stuff was still too expensive for some people. Like they just grabbed one.
Yeah, they still had a. They still had steals on that table until like in the afternoon. So.
Yeah, they did have a few things later on.
Yeah. Listen to George cop everything. His refinancing must kick in again.
No, not to keep. We discussed this already. I'm a upfront reseller. I don't care.
Reseller.
Okay, actually, you're the worst person in the entire world. Hypebeast. You resell stuff from the outlet and take outlet pickups back to the regular store. So let's not get into that.
Yo, that's been a long time since I've done that.
I am a admitted reseller, but I'm not you.
All right? Yeah, but we've all admitted to reselling. Like every single sneakerhead needs to admit. To reselling, okay.
At some point.
If
you're willing to wait at 6 a.m. out in August to get some shoes, you do it the way you want.
You could pretty much count on that. A lot of people out there that bought a Yeezy for $400.
Some of that stuff warm,
probably sold it for $600. Like, yeah, some of it was pre-owned.
So
yeah.
What Don was got was pre-owned. I mean, even still, some of it was deals.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what his condition was, but it doesn't matter. 400.
Well, because you said he got 350s, and then you
camo one. He got games.
The camo jealous, Supreme Fives.
You were jealous.
I got like five pairs of camos to rebuy. I'm sad,
but not that cheap.
He's camo
rich.
He got
rich. Them for $14.
He got his for cheap. They were selling Royal Ones for $150 or $100. Like,
yep.
That's crazy. I thought it was dope. I mean, you know, honestly, to complain about it being hot in there, I think I'm over that. It's Arizona. Like, I haven't been to a sneaker.
No. Yet. I'm saying the wait in line.
Oh, the wait in line. That is what it is.
It was
I'm talking
hot
about inside. Inside it was
you
hot.
Weren't there.
I'm
but
sure
you
it
can't
was.
Talk.
Well, you mean outside.
No,
inside.
Yes, but wasn't it outdoors though?
No,
wasn't
it
like
inside.
Covered?
It was in a building.
Oh, I thought it was like covered, just like a parking lot cover or something.
Oh, hell no.
No.
That's what the video looked like.
No, it was just sunny in there.
But there was like a warehouse.
It's like a warehouse.
But there was one room that was like better air conditioned than the other.
Right.
Yo, George wasn't there. Turn his mic off.
Yeah, like one room was cooler than
that's
the
why
other.
I'm asking
yeah.
all the questions. I spent most of my time
in the one room that was actually like.
Oh, yeah. I see you and the wifey chilling.
Yeah, we was just over there chilling at Bobby's table.
Didn't have the ability to be there. Otherwise, I would have been.
I thought it was dope. I mean, you could definitely see the wave in prices on sneakers. Like, I don't think I've ever been to a sneaker event and debated on copping so much. I didn't buy any sneakers, I bought clothing and hats and things like that. But
how many dad hats you buy?
One. Two. One or
no,
two.
No, one. But I had never been to like a sneaker event like that where I'm like, yo, I might go cop these. Maybe these in debate on stuff to cop. I didn't buy any of them, but prices on sneakers is coming down. And some of that stuff that we would regularly see, I mean, what was those LeBron Air Maxes? $100?
Prices on Jordans are going down. Prices on NMDs are not going down.
Adidas there were pretty reasonable.
There was a table that had Uncaged Boosts. For $180,
like
what color?
They had the maroon or not the maroons, the olives and the navies.
Navy blues.
Navy still sitting in store everywhere
for $180.
Oh,
that's reasonable for the olive.
Yeah,
one.
But still, I mean, the
where
fact
else
that
are you
going to
get it
stores,
for $180? Like retail with no tax, like
order online somewhere.
A lot of places charge you shipping.
You got
but no, Greg pulled a typical Greg. He looked at something. And
I don't know where you
up.
Shop at.
Them Jordans was too big for me. I wasn't buying a size 10.
And what? The LeBrons?
Any of them. Oh. Which ones? Those Air Maxes? I don't really care for those that much. They tight.
I wanted those. I made that dude an offer on those and the DSM ones.
Yeah, but you lowballed them.
I offered him $280 for both.
Wait. The blue patent leathers?
No. Oh, yeah.
How much you pay for those?
I didn't buy them. I offered him $280 for that and those LeBron Air Max 95s.
Good for you.
And he said, oh, no.
Is that why he thinks shoes suck, man? Because people didn't want to accept his lowball offers, Dalma?
Hey, it wasn't that low offer. That was reasonable. He had to, you know what? Everybody that sat there all day, and it's like the stuff we talked about, like, unless it was a steal, nothing sold.
So you waited until the end of the day.
I don't know.
They don't want to take it home with them, so I'll lowball.
Yeah, exactly. He's like packing his stuff up. I'm like, $280.
You're a scumbag,
like,
dude. You're a scumbag.
That's what I guess you got to do, man.
I mean, I'm not going to say, I'll say this. I watched a lot of the vlog videos today, and a lot of the cats doing the videos, they didn't cop nothing.
No.
They like went in, yo, whatever, what was his name? Keysmart? Whatever.
Omar.
Yo, something. Picture with him. Yo, Ben had those. and walked out with nothing.
Dude, if I ever see someone talking on their shoe like a phone in person, I'm slapping them.
Is that a thing now?
It was a thing about 3 years ago or whatever, and I guess it came back. But jeez. I've seen more of that on the vlogs today than I've ever seen in my entire life.
That was a lot of nice stuff, though, I'll admit. And I would say definitely probably the best sneaker event I've been to in Arizona.
Oh, no, it was tight. Definitely and, like, I think by the time, I don't know what it was like earlier, we got there late. It was, like, reasonable. Like, it wasn't super packed. Like, walked it was, like, in. You walk straight in. You could see everything.
What time y'all get there?
About 3:30.
And it was, went to 40, what, like, six,
six,
five?
Six or seven. Seven.
Dang.
So, Charles, it was, I mean,
Charles
it was,
had it lit.
Oh, yeah. It was super dope. They had, like, a DJ, like 10 heat lockers.
You went at noon, Andrew?
Yeah, it was. We got there, like, a little bit before 11:30.
It's pretty packed.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, they had like parking was tight. Like they had a parking lot that they had
parking lot
reserved.
You'd have to look for a meter.
So it was. Nothing. I mean, it was like yeah. It was. I mean, it was like he said. Like probably the most one of the more well run sneaker events.
I mean, I wish we would have had
was it
at?
Downtown or West
Downtown
Buchanan.
Yeah. Buchanan and 7th Ave.
It was right across the street from
half.
The Deuce. I don't
know. Oh, all
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah,
right
yeah,
by
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Right by there.
Deuce I mean, is kind of dope, actually.
Yeah, we went to eat there, actually.
The venue was dope. Like, the whole
it
thing
was dope.
Was dope.
The whole thing was dope.
Yeah. But there was nobody.
And if it wasn't, I'd say it.
I mean,
I
was
less.
It like a place like where they rent out for like weddings and events and stuff?
Well, they're closing it down in like 2 months. But yeah, it's like a big warehouse. Like, it kind of reminds me of that place that we go for lunch sometimes where they have the upstairs and the downstairs. We get the burgers.
What's it called? Buchanan? I don't know the name of nothing, man.
Andrew's the king of all the food spots. Him and
what's
Don.
The marketplace?
Marketplace. It reminded me
Central
of
Central and what's that road?
Third Street or whatever.
Hot Dog Heaven is.
Yeah. I know what it's at, but I have no idea what it's called.
It kind of reminded me of that place. But I mean, you know, it was dope. Nobody was buying anything except for steals. Like Brendan Foot Locker, Brendan had a table there with steals, like good prices of
steals.
I mean, he had like 01
like
Jordan,
stuff, like stuff he stole from Foot Locker.
He had 01 Jordan
DS
ones,
fours, yeah. DS. Cement threes,
yeah.
DS, Nike on the back, 01. Everything, $475.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Like, he had steals, and the only thing he sold all day was three pairs of shoes out of his beater box that were $30 each. So he paid $125 for a table, and he sold $120 worth of shoes in 7 hours.
And yo,
he lost $5.
Shout out to Neftali.
Man, Neff's man.
Dope.
I don't even know how he collected that much stuff that quick.
That's like a time machine right there.
I mean,
what was it?
His squad, AZ Threads, is they're opening up a store.
Oh, yeah, I did see that shirt. Another store. That's what I'm talking about. How all these stores stand in business.
But this is a vintage. Like, this is a vintage.
This is
it's
different.
Like vintage.
Like,
yeah.
It's like that.
And
Mr.
I don't
Throwback
think there's one in
follow.
Arizona.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's all vintage
there is
clothing.
That dude that.
Gold
that,
Teeth Man?
Yeah, Gold Teeth Man.
I don't know nothing about him. Really.
He got a store.
He looks scary, though. He looks like a real one.
He looks like
he the type that like keep a burner like on him at all times.
He got the AK in the front seat like that video.
He was wearing Gucci pajama pants, flip flops, a Dan Marley All-Star jersey, and a gold grill.
Hey, I caught the Jordan jersey off him from my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has some dope stuff. I'm not going to lie, but
yeah,
homeboy is wild.
Yeah.
He reminds me of James Franco in that Spring Breaks video.
Oh.
He reminds me of that, like a loose cannon. Like, he seemed like a cool cat, but like he'll whoop a
riprap. Huh?
Yeah, he'll pull a AK or
you say the wrong
Uzi
word, he's
you.
Flipping off.
Yeah,
gold
he looked
plated.
Like the type.
A
yeah.
Gold plated AK.
He pull a Uzi on you quick, and you'd be like, hey, bro, yo, chill. He looks like a wild character. But shout out to Charles. Shout out to all them. Neff Tyler, shout out to AZ Threads. Follow them. I mean, their jerseys.
What did Neff have? What did
like,
he have?
Everybody
would be
like,
easier.
I love Mitchell and Ness, period, and I buy it. But like lately, I've been buying the actual jersey from like
champion jerseys.
Back in that era, the Rawlings. Everything. Yeah. I mean, he had, if you want to call it, hat DS.
Starter
but like,
jackets.
When the Bulls won the 97 championship, rows of them, tags still on, that's what I bought.
Official NBA merchandise
official,
from 97.
Official, like, logo starter,
yes.
Champion, Rawlings, the real stuff. Mariners jersey. Oh, my God. That Mariners jersey, I would have copped. Phillies. I mean, Kruk. All the classic athletes.
Bape, classic
tons
Bape
of the
stuff.
Classic Diamondback yeah. jerseys. OG Bape stuff,
OG
Grant Hill jerseys,
ice cream stuff,
Michael Finley jerseys, like Nick Van Exel. I mean,
pinstripe Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls black and red champion jersey,
authentics like
authentics.
Deion Sanders
tag,
Cowboys,
still on them.
Deion Sanders Niners.
So it's supposed to be product for their store, and they just brought it. Like,
yeah,
their store opens in October,
October 1st, I think.
So check them out on Instagram, Vintage Threads. Is that the Instagram?
Where's it going to be?
AZ Threads.
It's going to be on the West Side. I think somewhere like 59th and Glendale, something like that.
Let me tell you.
So check them out.
The best type of customer is a returning customer.
That's true.
Because I'll be back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Facts. I bought a jersey from them and a 97 championship Bulls hat. Like,
they had the 92-93 Suns Finals hat. So
why you didn't call me a hat, B?
Nah, you gotta go to get
that
stuff.
You gotta go.
No, can't be doing stuff like that. Why? What?
I can't do stuff like that. We're not a podcast, so we got short
faces. Why you ain't call me Rips, bro?
We got short faces, though. We got short faces, huh?
That doesn't have anything.
Shout out to whoever was there claiming to be the Sneak This podcast.
Hold on. Don't change the subject. What does that have to do with copping? If you know I want some Bulls, some original Bulls stuff.
Look, man. Shout out to AZ. At AZ Threads on Twitter, at AZ Threads Instagram.
Check out the website.
Neftali's the homie. He's in the group.
You hit him up.
You could have told me.
Inboxing. Slide news DMs.
You saw my pictures?
Asking about that hat.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
Oh, you ain't on Instagram. Shout out to Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to everybody who said what's up to
us. You talking about our Instagram?
Yeah.
I'm going to look right now.
I mean, there was like people stopping me talking to the Sneak Diz. I didn't even know.
Shout out to everybody. I wish we would have did a podcast there, but we didn't have our equipment in time. So, you know, we'll obviously be trying to make sure we have that set up for Heated Soul Summit, but I wish we would have definitely done it at, you know, Bear Hat. Those kind of feel bad, but we just didn't have everything set up yet. But definitely next time, I'm sure BHT Fest is coming at some point, so we'll definitely be in the building. Topic?
Kids and sneakers.
Kids, Yeezys, and just kids sneakers in general. The homie Andrew Grohl's in the building.
Yep. Appreciate y'all for having me.
You got kids? How many kids you got?
I got three.
You copying Yeezys? You trying to cop Yeezys?
Maybe. I mean, it's hard out here, but I did enter a couple raffles for the baby.
You did?
Yep.
What are the babies ones hitting for?
What are they?
Man, I think
100, right?
Their retail's 130, but I've seen pairs sell already for like 600.
Does it matter that there's Yeezys for kids?
It's status and...
But who's the status for?
I will tell you right now. I don't have any kids, but if I did, I'd be copping the fake Yeezys. I'm not spending no $600 on a pair of like infant.
Whoa, you got six kids? You get yourself six kids. They only about $100.
Yeah.
No, they're 130, but they're
no. He's talking about aftermarket.
That resale is hitting for six.
Yeah, I see cats already doing pre-orders online for like $430, $485, six.
Find me a China site. Give me some crochet knit ones for like 38 cents.
I'm gonna try, I think. But I don't know
why. For Cortez or for the baby?
Probably both, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand it. But the problem is that we should understand it. There's kids Jordans. Why can't there be kids Yeezys?
Yeah.
It just seems crazy. Like, I don't buy my kids Jordans. I bought my son his first pair of Jordans just like 2 weeks ago from Johnny Gonzalez because he found them at an outlet. I've never bought a Jordan for any of my kids, period, except my oldest. He's 17, but I didn't buy Jordans for him until he turned about 10 or something like that. Actually, no, I did buy them for him since he was like 2 and up. But I'd never make that mistake again. They get beat. They get too big.
Kids
too
should expensive. Be in Vans and Keds.
That's all I buy, yes. Vans for my kids. And the homie Don just bought my daughter Air Force Ones, like I said. I haven't bought her a sneaker yet. Like, I'm not into that because I never understood it, but I understand why people do it. Like, you buy your kids Jordans and stuff? I think I see your kids in Jordans and stuff. Do you do it because you like Jordans or like...
So, my oldest is a girl, and she is into like Chucks and stuff like that.
Right.
So, that's when she was little... Yeah, it is a blessing. It is a blessing because buying for three would, you know, eat me up more than it does already. But when she was younger, I tried to get her some and... You know, she just didn't really care about them.
Right.
Now, my oldest son, Anthony, he likes them because I'm into them.
Right.
So he sees me wearing them, so he likes them too now. So he gets into them. He sees me get a new pair. He's like, do they have those in my size?
Right.
So he's all about them. So he likes them. And then, of course, the baby, you know, I buy him.
Oh, I think I've seen your baby wearing like some graphite 14s or something one time.
He's got a couple 14s, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I don't think those retroed yet.
No, he had, I think they're like linen. No, not, they're one like the brown 14s. And white. Yeah, he's got a couple 14s though, but yeah. I mean, I find them for steals, so.
Oh, okay.
So I don't mind dropping 20, 30 for them when I find them like
that. Yeah, but see, that's what I bought the ones from Johnny Gonzalez. They got was from Nike, Outlet, and the 30% off $29.
Yeah.
I will never pay 50, 65, whatever they are now. What are they now for kids?
I think toddlers are like 50, 60.
I can't do it. I can't do it at all.
It hurts now because my oldest son, he's into like the grade school size. So he's like 3.5 and up. And his are hitting for like 100 plus now. So
so like a Yeezy for 130. I mean, you said you'd buy them for your kids if you had them, right?
Fake ones. I would have fake
ones. I don't believe that though.
I will. I'm not spending.
No, you wouldn't. I used to say that. I used to say my kids is only wearing Oshkosh Bagosh. They're only wearing this.
Walmart.
No.
Target.
You say that. You say that, but then when you have them. But see, that's the thing. You don't have to. Your kids don't have to, like. Because, like, you could go find a polo shirt for a kid for, like, $8 sometimes.
$8, yeah.
Like, that's the.
Or you could go to your garage sale and get them for $1.
Or you can do that. All right. You can do that.
And haggle you down to 50 cents.
But I've never been. I never thought, like, I would do something like that. I always thought I would. But, I, like you said, my son. He's starting to be like, oh, I love these shoes. Like, he's starting to, like, kind of pick that up because he sees in my closet and it's a lot of stuff in there. But it doesn't move me to go cop.
If I have a kid, I'll just take Cortez's stuff.
But that's the thing. Like, it gets passed down to his cousins and all stuff like that, so it lasts. But anyway, but I'm not paying no $130. I'm not.
You just said you were gonna try.
I'm gonna try, but I don't know why.
I don't think he's gonna put the effort into.
A kid shouldn't
to
have Boost, okay? Like, I don't think
they
a kid
might,
should have.
They
air.
Might not have Boost.
Cortez might be.
I don't
out
think
the
we have that
Boosting
confirmed
around.
That they have Boost in them.
They do. They the pictures are online. Like I said, Sneaker Politics have the pictures online.
They have the
shows
technology.
The bottom has Boost in them.
Oh, the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No kid needs Boost. No kid needs Nike Air. Okay. Like, you're just walking in them and beating them and playing in a sandbox all day. Like. I mean, I don't
fresh
know.
To death in the sandbox.
And then true. That whole thing that you sent to with Yeezy and basketball shoes, is that true?
Yeah.
Why?
2017, something mm-hmm. like that.
Y'all think Yeezy should make basketball shoes?
Yeezy basketball, Yeezy cross trainers. They're signing MLB athletes.
Not
they're
a
signing
thing.
Soccer athletes.
Okay, is that true, though? I thought
MLB
you were joking.
No, I posted the thing in the group chat. They're going. They're hitting every market. They plan to sign like 250 athletes within the next year.
Not if they look like them Razor Blade ones that James Harden came out with.
Y'all seen those James Harden's, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand why anybody would have any appeal with a Yeezy basketball shoe. It just doesn't make any sense.
About design, I mean, how long have we been talking about Adidas making a good looking Boost hoop shoe?
Yes, but this is the thing. They haven't succeeded yet.
So let him do it.
Well, then they should just let him take over the basketball division of basketball.
I mean, their basketball shit obviously is not selling. Let's be honest here.
I don't know.
It's not selling.
And the James Harden doesn't look promising at all.
That James Harden might be the worst looking basketball shoe that they've ever created. I can't think of one other basketball shoe worse than that. Than
it
from Adidas.
To me, it's not a basketball shoe.
It's too big.
That's a snowshoe.
It looks like the restaurant special ones. Like, they should be rocking them as a waitress or something.
They look like those boots, like when you break your foot, but when you get the cast off and they give you that, whatever that walking boot is. Like,
orthopedic?
Those are the worst looking things ever. Like,
it better be like when your mixtape releases early and you upset and you go back and change the track listing. They better go back to the drawing board. No?
I mean, it got full length boots. All right. So.
I didn't see any boots, but it could have
been. All the black ones? If you turn the bright up on your screen. I put that on everything.
It looked like some white was underneath
the
like
under
clear
the
or whatever.
Bro,
but like, I don't
you
care.
Gotta
I didn't
the bright
see
up.
It, no.
You got to turn the bright up it. On your phone and you can see it.
They have BMX technology.
Christ,
is that a confirmed like shoe? It's not like the prototype or like the mock draft?
I think that's a confirmed one. Anytime the confirmed picks come
out,
they haven't
knows.
Deviated.
You heard they asked Adidas and no one from Adidas will make a comment. Right?
I wouldn't either.
Which is like,
yeah, I wouldn't either.
Which
I'll
is
be like
one of the first times
that
anyone has ever done that. Normally, somebody would say something like, you know, yeah, early, whatever. No one said anything.
I wouldn't either.
I mean.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just saying this is unprecedented.
I don't think I've ever seen a prototype of a shoe and then, like, when the other one released, it's that dramatically different. Like, even when the first pictures of, like, 750s came out on Yeezys, we seen them, like, whatever. And we were like, those can't be it. And that ended up being what a 750 was. That
sucked.
I think there was a Kobe. There was a Kobe that released
all the balls
that the prototype looked pretty different than, like, the early pictures look very different than what actually released. Can't remember what it was. It might have been the 8. Like, when the 8 first was released, and it might have had, like, that high top insole that the 7 had.
Oh, and then
maybe, and then they changed it. to just a low top. So there was some Kobe that released differently than what the prototype looked like. So for James Harden and Adidas' sake, hopefully that's what's happening.
I know one thing. I ain't copping them. If they look like that, I ain't copping them.
You going to cop them for your kids?
No. My kids are better than that. My kids ain't wearing them big boots. But I'm not a fan of Yeezy having athletes. It's stupid. It makes no sense. Like, he's deviating from the whole point of the reason why he wanted to get in there making designs. He wanted to make designs of clothing, high fashion. What, is that Thunder?
DC, yeah. Probably.
Jeez, that's Thunder.
Thunder.
Oh, that was air conditioning.
You know, he wanted to go that end. Now he's making athlete sneakers and things like that. Like, I think it's ridiculous. Like, I think they're giving him either way too much power or maybe not enough. Because if you're going to let him do that, if you think that he can make a better basketball shoe than what you're already creating, you shouldn't be making him in the first place. And he should have designed the Harden. Like, he should have designed that then. Like, it just, it's stupid. Like, I don't get it, man.
Josh Gordon's going to be Team Yeezy.
Yeah, right. Josh Gordon can't even keep his job.
Do you think they're using his
Josh
name?
Josh Gordon
just
doesn't
to sell?
Exist right now.
Well, you know, I the saw best thing is if that, like, let's say they use Yeezy to collaborate with whoever designs their current basketball shoes.
Yeah.
And then they add on the sneaker, like, designed by Yeezy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Yeezy can help them. I mean, what does a Yeezy basketball shoe look like?
We don't know.
I don't get it. What is he going to do? Like,
but why
gonna
is there,
take, I don't think he mastered casual shoes.
They're going to say,
that's what I told you guys in the thread.
You love Yeezys.
I disagree on the 350, but everything else is garbage.
No.
The boots are trash. The 750s trash.
Okay.
You said, I put on a pair of Yeezy 350s. I feel special inside. Pause.
Wrong. I said, how hard they are to get. When you get a pair of Yeezy, I actually got a pair of Yeezy. You had them joints? I'm not going to lie to you. It makes you feel like, yo, I got a pair of Yeezy. There is no place you could walk, and if you're around people who know sneakers, and yo, we got the Yeezys. That's just how it used to be with Jordans. When you used to cop Jordans back in the day, damn, yo, Simple got the J's again. It's a certain type of feeling. Facts or no facts?
Facts. But you walked into a store and you picked up a pair of 750s and I saw
and what
a
did
change
I say?
In your eyes.
And what did I say?
Your eyes changed.
And what did I say?
You said, these ain't that bad.
These ain't that bad. Like, and I can figure out how to wear them. That's what I said.
750s suck ball sacks.
Okay. You've never seen one in person yet.
Yes, I have. What are you talking about? They're in every consignment shop in the world.
You're right.
You wore Lunar Fruity Pebbles like 2 days or weeks ago. So, like...
Don't both of you got those?
You probably have the most multicolored shoes in here. Why would the hell would you say anything about multicolored Flyknits? That's literally what it was.
No, it was a Lunar Lawn Flyknit Fruity Pebble collab.
Yes, it was a Flyknit shoe.
It was terrible.
It was a multicolored Flyknit shoe based on the Olympics.
It was terrible.
Like I said, Yeezy hasn't mastered the casual shoe yet.
Yes, he has.
I'm sorry. A 350 is a nice shoe.
I mean,
it looks like a Roche Run.
Hold on.
Facts.
Settle down. The word master, fine, because, I mean, that's you're talking about perfection. But did he make a good I don't know what you call it, sportswear or whatever shoe. What'd you call it?
Lifestyle wear.
Lifestyle. The 350 is a good shoe. Yes, it looks like a Roshi or whatever you want to call it.
It's fine.
A nice entry-level design.
But is it fine because it's a Yeezy? If that we've talked before, if that shoe dropped,
the shoe is comfortable too. Like it has Boost in it. I still would buy it if it was the same price as an Ultra Boost.
There's plenty of Boost sitting on shelves places that don't look like Ultra or Yeezy or anything. Boost is Boost. It's comfortable no matter what. You can still go buy those. Would you
the
buy
the design
a
of that is better than everything?
I don't
except
think you would
like
be interested in a 350
whatever.
If it was sitting on the shelves.
As compared to what else that has Boost
an Ultra
in
Boost,
it,
an Ultra Boost.
It doesn't matter if it has
I would
Boost
buy both.
It.
If no, you just said there's Boost sitting everywhere. That's the point you're trying to make.
If you walked into a store
because the way it looks, you wouldn't buy it.
If yes,
you
walk, I would. I bought a bunch of Roshis. Why wouldn't I buy that? Boost is more comfortable. And the shoe is more luxe than any of the other shoes. Why wouldn't you buy it?
So if you walked in and there was an NMD, a 350, and an Ultra Boost, all of them were a million pairs sitting everywhere.
Ultra Boost.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't say it was better than Ultra Boost. You said, would you buy it?
You
yes,
like
350s? I would.
Andrew?
I do.
Like you like them.
Yeah. I'd buy them for retail. I'm not buying them for resale.
You know what
But would you buy them for retail if they were sitting everywhere?
Yeah. It depends what colorways you're talking about, because I think the Moon Rocks and the Tans are super dope. And obviously,
Tans are super dope.
Obviously, the black ones are dope.
Those are my two favorite ones.
Moon Rocks are tight.
I think the Doves
Moon
are
Rocks
the
and
best.
Tans.
I mean, Turtle Doves, the black ones you can wear whatever you want.
I think Turtle Doves could probably be the best ones.
Yep.
Well, yes, but that's your example of would you buy it if it wasn't easy? And no, nobody would have bought that shoe.
But I also think what made the shoe like, oh, this ain't too bad, is coming out with a 750 first and then being like, bam, here's this. Like, oh, that's not too bad because 750s were.
I mean, obviously, he's going to come out with something that looks similar to the Yeezy 1 and Yeezy 2 first. He's not just going to come out with something that looks like a Roshi when Roshis are falling off at that point.
You ever seen a Yeezy 1, Yeezy 2? Yeezy...
No? I don't know if it's they that don't look close.
Like
them.
What? They look like Uggs.
What are you talking about?
The 750 does not look like a...
It has a mid-foot strap, and it is very similar. It has a zipper on it. That's it. Like, what are you talking about? Of course, the design is similar. It's a high-top shoe with a mid-foot strap.
The Amari Stats.
Yeah, the
from
Air
York.
Entertainer that you want.
Like,
yeah.
They have a strip.
The Air Entertainer. Yes,
thank you, Ryan. It's a basketball shoe. Let's
but then the new
conversation.
Do y'all like the new Yeezys? The 350 with the
No. I don't like that one at all.
There's
the supply.
Those are a billion times better than the current ones.
I don't like those.
No, they're not.
With
you said you said that a while ago, and you're actually smoking crack. No, I don't. You're crazy.
I say like three.
You don't like
supply.
Them, Andrew?
I mean, I got to see different colorways.
There's one color of all those that came out that looks decent, and I don't even remember what it was. It might be like the lime green and the white, all white,
bottom
and you
line,
can't even see the damn stripe on those.
Nah, those are better.
Those
than
like black
orange
ones suck, and the orange and green or
yeah,
whatever
they
suck.
Y'all crazy.
All suck,
they suck
ball sacks. Sack. My ball sack, everyone's ball sack in the entire world.
They suck my ball sack twice.
Y'all okay?
You in here talking about Yeezys aren't even that good, and then you say those are the best ones.
Those
you
are better
are
than 350s out now.
You're on drugs.
You copy simple?
We about to start Dare program.
Say
here.
You copy simple? Say yes.
I'm going to try to copy.
Say yes, thank you. Andrew, you copy? Say yes. Say you trying.
I'm going to try to copy.
You're
going to
try
flip.
Georgia. You trying to. Man, you ain't. Let me tell you something.
Wait. What was the question?
Okay, let's say this.
What was the question?
No, are you copying the new Yeezys that come out? Trying.
The 350 or the
whatever.
The 350
mine?
Supply.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The
all white ones, yeah. I would buy to keep. The other ones, I would buy to resell.
Yeah,
because I don't care.
Because you thought you was reselling Pirate Blacks.
Nah, but that's different. Those are all one. The shoes.
And
one
he hasn't put Pirate Blacks on his feet yet. So
yes, he has. He sent a picture of them.
You wore
them? I wore them to the Raider game.
He sent the picture of them wearing them.
You wore them
to
Raider game?
He wore them to a football
game
first.
I hope it was here.
Ooh.
Oh, it was here.
It was
okay,
one
good.
Here.
You wore them in Oakland. You never seen me here.
Okay.
You might not have made it out alive. Right. Raider fan or not.
Preseason game is about half full, just so you, so we're clear.
Only takes one.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's a Raiders fan. He would have been fine at a... Oakland Stadium. I don't know. Hindsight, I'm not a fan of kid Yeezys, but...
But you're trying.
Let him try. I guess it doesn't matter.
It's just another way.
We're stupid.
It's just another way to make money. I mean, I don't
know. It's for grown men. I don't like when grown men try to make their kids look tight. Like, okay, not make their kids look tight. I understand that. I like my kid looking nice. My other kid look tight as well. But it's like, look at my kid has this. Like, my kid got the J's on. That's to make me look different.
Let me ask you this.
I think Jordans for – okay, let's put it this way.
I think Jordans have not been
if you buy,
sneakers
if
now.
You
those
buy,
are just regular.
If you buy for
Jordans
your child what you wear, like if you bought them Jordan 1s or 3s, 4s, whatever, and you wore it yourself, but you didn't go overboard, I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you start buying him, like, Team J's and, like, bulky stuff that you wouldn't wear yourself, then it's corny to me.
Or if you didn't have a pair of Yeezys – and you lace your kids in them just so that somebody in your family had Yeezys.
But that's a lot of people.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you were like, oh, I don't have any Yeezy 350s, but like
people,
I'm copping for my kids because somebody in my family's
going
to have
some
them.
Yeezys in here.
Somebody in my family's going to have Yeezys for a picture.
Bro, you know Instagram
and, then you like,
and Facebook
you like,
and everything is going to be
oh,
like
yeah.
the little kids wearing
flooded.
Yeezys.
Flooded. I don't
in
have
fear
children.
Of God. They have fear of God little kids' clothes?
Clearly, I don't have children, and obviously...
Cats going to be distressing their kids' jeans, throwing them on Instagram.
None of them sizes would fit any baby I would have soon anyways, but I don't care. I'm going to try to buy them and sell them for $700. I'm just
you having
be
a baby?
Honest.
You ain't giving to your niece and nephew?
I think their feet are too big already. I mean, they're wearing like...
What's the highest they go to?
I think a 10.
But 10 baby,
oh, what
though.
Is that, like a 10C?
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah,
like,
that's like...
So they aren't making like
kids.
Grade school? Like these are like... These are actual baby shoes.
Babies, yeah.
Oh,
I think five
toddlers. Yeah,
5 to 10 is the size.
Cortez
range.
Is like a 9C.
Dang, he's right there. You get him those 10s, it's good for
you.
You
better
year.
Get a 10B so he can wear it next year.
Yeah, he's gonna be in kindergarten
wear for longer.
You got my mind. I'm rethinking.
Oh, yeah. He changed his mind. That's the first time in history. You know?
Get that knife out. Cut up those Oshkosh McGosh jeans.
I'll give you that fan price of $500.
Okay.
Getting some V-necks.
I can see it now. I can see it.
All right. You need to chill out.
Lil Cortez getting his Yeezys getting all sanded up.
I can see it.
Yeah, you just talking about sand all over the kid last night.
He ain't wearing them to school. If your kids don't wear their Yeezys to school,
it doesn't matter.
Where they wear them to?
Pictures. Family pictures only.
That's the thing, man. You can have people like, yo, you can't wear these to school. These are your good shoes. You gotta wear your J's
Pirate
now.
Blacks
you gotta wear your J's to school. You gotta wear your Jordans to school and these Yeezys is
See, I'm totally fine. Like, yeah, kids, you know, Vans, yes, obviously.
Vans. I love my
if
kids.
If they made
Vans.
Like an Ultra Boost or something like that, I would buy it for my child because I wear it.
They do?
No, I'm not talking about like a middle schooler. I'm talking about, yeah.
Like
a middle schooler knows what he wants to wear if he's into fashion type stuff. So he'll, I'm talking about like, yeah, like Cortez is what, 3, 4? I'm talking about that, where he doesn't even know what you're putting on him.
Yeah.
But you don't want him to look like.
I guess.
But
I,
bet this.
Like,
bet.
I know people that put those, like, shoes with lights on the bottom and, like, Spider-Man shoes and all that kind of stuff. Like,
fresh.
I'm sorry, but I'm not putting my kids in that because.
Those are fresh.
And I don't have a problem with people who do that. Let's be clear.
Exactly.
Anything that we say,
you do with your kid
not
what
an
you
issue.
Want.
But
as long as
my kid ain't wearing.
The law.
Like, my kid goes to school. And first of all, at rules of school is that the grade he's in preschool. They don't want the kids to wear laces, and they don't want them to wear, like, button up pants and stuff.
Where does he go to school at? Is he going to school in the penitentiary?
He goes, yo, because
he's like, my kids have to wear jeans, a white shirt, slip on sneakers, like slip on shoes.
Yeah, because like if you got every kid wearing laces, they got to tie like 30 kid laces now. They take naps, they take their shoes off. You got people next tying up laces. When they go potty, they got to be able to take their gear off and potty. They can't be sitting there fiddling with a buckle and stuff. The teachers that are women, they don't go in the bathroom with the boys anymore. All right?
You must have to go through a
metal
detector.
So if I send Cortez, if I send Cortez, with, okay.
Oh, yo, life is rough in Goodyear.
Yeah, he goes to the school Michelle Pfeiffer taught at Dangerous Minds.
That's in Oakland.
So if he can't take his stuff off, he go potty. If I send, sometimes I say I don't give a care. He's wearing these dope Pumas to school, and they'll be like, "Hey, you know Cortez wore laces today. Would you mind no laces? Hey, you know Cortez, he barely made it to the potty today. You mind? You know, so your kids are wearing sweatpants and stuff." Every day at school.
You better get on some joggers.
I go to the school. He got joggers. I go to the school. Every kid's wearing Paw Patrol sneakers. That's like lights and straps and like.
Yeah, nah.
I don't like that. Them joints look heavy. They look dangerous. Like, I ain't with it. And I'm like, but that's. Now, I don't know about every school. That's his school. So, like, that's why one reason he doesn't buy Jordans and stuff with laces. Like, Kyrie's. I was going to get some Kyrie's because it's just, in that size, just a Velcro strap.
Yep.
That's what it is, but. I don't know, man. If I got my I'm going to try to get my kid Yeezys. They got my kids Yeezys.
You can just take the laces out. Throw them on his feet.
You actually could. There but, you go.
But bet this. Bet Greg gets those Yeezys. They're going to be all over the Sneak This Instagram page.
Greg,
father, son, father, son, baby, girl, Sneak This.
Likes. I need likes.
I
need likes, man.
I don't
like
you. I don't like y'all no more.
I do
need
it for the
likes.
Gram.
I do it for the gram, baby. Andrew copping too. Andrew copping them Yeezys.
I'm going to try.
But he ain't putting it on Sneak This social media like y'all.
Yeah, he going to put it on Facebook, though.
Oh, maybe George and I could wear ours. We could take pictures and tag it 3 men and a baby.
It is 2016.
All right.
It is 2016.
We need to chill out.
So, either way, like we said, cop if you want, cop if you don't.
Wait, hold on a second.
What's up?
Before we get to this top 10, what we didn't talk about, what's coming out this weekend? Anything good?
I don't know.
Jordan 11 closing ceremonies this Saturday.
People will be chasing those.
You like Jordan Lowe's, right?
I'm going to be chasing those.
Yeah, I like them.
He has custom reptiles.
You better talk to Uncle Phil, no?
I don't think Uncle Phil. Oh, I should talk to him.
He forgot.
I forgot. I forgot.
He too busy. Too busy.
I better call when I leave.
He too busy finessing someone else who works at Nike. You know?
You buying them? You told me you weren't buying them, and now you buying them.
Gold ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely copping gold ones. I have like every 11 low that's come out since.
I don't know
the,
I said that.
Those ones that I bought from you.
I don't know if I'm buying them. I do like them though.
They're clean.
The problem is, I saw them in person, and the pair that I saw already had like paint chipped off on the toe, like. And they were dead stock, and they just had like that gold paint was already scuffed.
I don't know. There's nothing I'm copping this week that I could think of that's coming out.
I'm just trying for those. Dang, I gotta make a phone call. I'll check on Foot Locker.
I don't think they should be that hard to get.
I'll check on Foot Locker unlocked right now.
So
they're doing sweepstakes, I think.
Top 10.
Top 10.
No, he's just checking to see if that store actually got him. Because
yeah. He got Phil, the hookup. Yeah.
Under retail.
They might have already gave it out, though, because it was Monday and Tuesday. You freak.
What's today?
Wednesday.
What are you talking about?
Sneak this Wednesday. Top 10 most overrated sneakers.
I was loud.
To us.
To
Who wants to go first? Anybody got any honorable mentions?
Yep.
I actually do.
What you got, Andrew? Let's let Andrew go first. He's a guest at the building. What's on Twitters again and all that?
So Twitter is Aguero623, AGUERO623.
Follow him.
Yep, please. What's
your honorable mentions?
All right, so honorable mentions is, first one is the Adidas NMD Human Race. I don't think those would be as popular if they were, if it wasn't for Pharrell. They're not even prime knit. They're just...
Wait a minute, they're not prime knit?
Nah, they look way thicker than prime knits. Oh, I don't even think they're prime knits.
You're hurting Greg's feeling right
off the bat. 240 price tag, like if Pharrell don't rock those, I don't think they're selling out like that.
Greg's feeling
right. I'm not necessarily mad at it, but keep going.
All right. The other one I got is Weatherman KD4. I think it's a
Dang, you hurting Greg's feelings so bad.
I knew I was gonna get it on that one.
Yo, he saw stars. It's like that.
Oh, he got a concussion.
That SpongeBob meme.
Me and Mr. Krabs.
He's in the Twilight Zone right now. These are honorable mentions, or this is the top 10?
That's honorable mentions.
Not say KD4 Weatherman.
KD4 Weatherman. It's overrated to me.
Oh, my God. I consider it in the top 20 greatest sneakers of all time. Okay.
I get the design pattern and whatnot, but I'm not crazy about it. I think it's overrated.
You know, we let you come and sneak this studio and post up. And you come in here with mad disrespect.
I'm gonna be the first guest ever banned.
Oh my God.
He's gonna ban you from listening too.
What else you got, B? What else you got on there? Is that all your honorable mentions?
No, I got two more.
What you got?
DB13 and DB10. What's I think they're overrated.
We can't.
Those are garbage cans. Yeah. DB13 and DB10.
I don't think I think we have exhausted all our.
Yeah.
I'm not doing my prayer again.
Eligibility on here.
Yeah. No. You know.
I didn't put any of those on there because people already know how we feel.
God bless. God bless the Dormacher.
But those are garbage cans.
Yeah.
Wait. Is he gonna do his five?
This way. Well, no. Nah,
my honorable mentions are any shoe with a clear panel on it. Period.
Yeah, but at what point was it hot?
There was some. I mean, there was a couple.
The Espo's fine. The Espo Air Force 2's fine. But other than
and
that.
And Clot Air Max 1s.
Air Max 1s.
I don't know if I've seen those.
With the barefoot on the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably right. suck. They suck so much. Why would I consider
No, they don't. They're fire.
Oh, they suck.
Reebok, Instapump, Furies, all the collabs. I don't understand why those are tight. Like,
oh, Insta-Furies.
The Insta-Furies.
Right. Like, I mean, those I like them, but I can see why nobody would like them. They're really bulky. What else you got?
The Reebok version.
Oh, yeah, why you got so many Reeboks on your list? You're disrespectful,
but see,
too.
It's a Pump Fury suck. At what point was it hyped?
They were super hyped. Like,
Jackie Chan
like 3 years
wore them.
Ago? Like 3 years ago? They
those were like the Jackie Chan infrared, the
what? Because,
the red?
Because Packer made one on a collab?
No. The original Pump Fury Jackie Chan wore in what? Rumble in the Bronx?
Okay, in that's 1995?
Man, y'all out of control today, man. What you got, Simple?
Hold on.
What you got else you got? So, wait, what was you going to say? Reebok what? You better not say DMX Run 10s.
No. Oh. The Reebok version of the ice cream sneakers. All those sucked. And like they were like flying off shelves for a while.
I don't even know
First
what that
of
means.
You bought those. Almost all of them. All
How
right.
How do you know? That was like 10 years ago.
What else you got?
I had the gray ones.
Anything
the
with Reebok
ones.
Doesn't
never
belong
won.
On this list because they all suck.
They all suck. And Puma discs.
Oh, yeah, those suck.
Puma disc suck.
I never understood Puma disc.
Didn't you buy those?
I have a pair of Puma discs.
Which one did you buy?
I have a pair of Feegs.
Why do you people keep saying Feeg? Isn't it Ronnie Feig?
What are Feegs?
Ronnie Feig.
Oh.
RF.
I mean, isn't that what
I thought it was Feig.
Yeah.
Ronnie Feig. Puma disc. I have a pair.
Puma disc.
I have no idea why I own
them. Yeah, but not Puma disc.
Oh, all right. But you got Pumas.
Yeah, I love Pumas.
No. Ronnie Feig Pumas.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not a disc.
No.
Oh, all right. Yeah, those suck.
Yeah. What else you got? Oh, my turn.
Your turn.
I have one honorable mention, and I think it's NMDs, period.
I don't understand NMD hype either. I don't like NMDs.
I like the Pharrell ones, and I think I waited because I've just been trying to buy the Prime Knit ones, but I don't own one NMD. Like, plenty of Ultra Boosts.
other boots.
Are you okay? You need me to check your temperature, but
me and Simple don't own one NMD.
And I wouldn't buy them. Like, not one. There's not one that, like, I would, like, buy.
And I've had opportunities to buy them, but I didn't buy them. But I like them when I see people wearing them. I like them. But I don't know why I don't have one yet.
You know the only one that I like even
You got NMDs, right?
I do.
How many you got? One or two?
I got a couple pairs.
I don't know.
I moved for one, and it was that rose gold red one.
I did try.
That's the only one that I
tried for a lot of them, and a lot of my orders got canceled. But
then it's not overrated if you try for it.
I've tried for a lot of things that are overrated.
Okay, well, you also didn't own Ultra Boost forever, and then now you say it's the greatest shoe ever. So when you put an NMD on, you'll know.
Okay, I didn't, like, not own Ultra Boost because, like, I was trying. I just couldn't get my hands on them.
None of us were trying, and then we just were like, all right, now it's time to buy them.
You know another one? Roshi Runs. Roshi Runs are over. I never understood why Roshi Runs are hyped.
All right.
Never understood.
Chill.
You can't be upset about that and then put NMD on
your list.
That's
true, you can't.
A Roshi Run is pretty... Roshi Run is...
NMD is, like, a more styled, more comfortable version of a Roshi Run. What are you talking about?
All right.
Got
boost. You know what? Okay, you're right. But I'm going to tell you this. A Roche Run is probably in the top 10 of, like, history sneakers.
Here, this
all right?
is the only reason
Nothing
I'll let you get away
with impact than a Roshi Run.
The reason I'm going to let you get away with this is because Roshis were
$70.
$70. That's it.
All right? Sold out everywhere. All
they
right?
were sold
Facts,
out everywhere.
All right? What do you mean? You were running the streets trying to cop from everywhere. Roshi Runs... made a huge impact.
Yeah, we were at
Calypso's. We're hitting
at
200.
We were
Calypso Yeezy Roche Run version. Yep. Leopard. You can't even get a Leopard Roche Run version.
Yeah,
you're
those
still
are about
trying.
300, 400.
Like, the Roche Run is historic.
It never came out here, though. It came out Europe only or something.
It was
or
Europe,
like one store.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's like it was like the equivalent of like the ASU Ultra Boost.
Fine.
Why hasn't that ASU Ultra Boost released anywhere else except that one store? That's making any sense.
I need those.
I need those too. We all need them. Oh, Simple. Oh, you don't need them. Neither one of you went to ASU. Oh, Simple went to ASU.
Everybody in Arizona should have them for free.
No, not me.
Oh, chill.
I mean,
if you have a student ID from ASU, you should be able to get those.
That's a fact.
But I'll sell them
for
$600.
I believe it. And I also want Texas A&M version.
Actually, I would take them and trade them for Maroons or Olives.
You would trade them for Terminator.
I can.
For Terminator U of A edition. Terminator Lowe's.
See, I don't need Yeezys for my nephew because I got them Terminator Arizonas.
Them Terminators are literally made out of asbestos. You bought them from a place that probably has asbestos in it.
The insole might be asbestos.
So that's I only got NMD. That's the only one. And I think NMDs are. I don't know yet. I don't got a pair. And if I haven't bought a pair yet, and knowing how much I love Boost, I think I might not like them. And actually, Simple made me say that. Because when he texted in the thread, I see people wearing them like, yo, them is tight. When you wear them, tight. I see you put pics on them, tight.
You can try them on. You change.
I didn't say they weren't comfortable. What
Anything
you got?
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. You wear Roshis, don't you? What's the difference?
No, I don't wear Yoshis.
You don't.
Who's Yoshi? I don't know who Yoshi is.
I do. I will say, though, I don't
Y3?
I don't like,
is that what you're talking about?
I don't like seeing my toes.
I don't like seeing my toes.
It's a little weird.
You can do the same thing with an Ultra Boost.
I know.
Though.
I know. But I'm just... What's your honorable mention, George? All
right. Well, the first one, Simple's going to be mad about the first one. The Ronnie Fieg homage, those suck balls.
Those fire planes.
Suck balls.
those are fire.
I can't believe you guys think those are dope.
Those are super
those
dope.
Those things suck balls.
The what the Fieg.
The light
covers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the what
you.
The Fieg.
I got you. What is going on?
Suck.
Are we in Bizarro land?
I can't believe you guys think those are dope. I'm sorry.
What else you got?
I told you some of the stuff was going to upset me.
What else you got?
Upset you. Both Supreme Foamposites. I don't understand
the black ones are fire.
What the Supreme
the red ones are fire.
Okay. The red ones
they
are more fire than the black
suck
ones.
Suck balls. All right.
Acquired taste.
Supreme foams.
What's wrong with
the
you?
Only reason this one is on there is because of how much these are selling for now, but those Jordan 7 J2K, I don't know if you guys remember those.
The patch ones?
The Filbert, Filbert
yes.
and Obsidian. Yeah, those are selling for $1,000
no,
a piece
aren't.
Now. Yes, they are.
They're like $150 on eBay.
Go look on StockX. They're $1,000.
No way.
Why? Swear to God.
Oh, the ones God. Out of that pack were dope. Those suck.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Stop.
Those Filberts
those are garbage
suck ball sacks. Ooh. All the sacks. And they're, like I said, $1,000.
Are you okay? You've been talking about a lot of ball sacks.
Yeah. You've been talking about NMDs are bad and Roshi Runs are good. So I'm going to need you to chill out
that's
because
like
you're having some issues too.
That's like the 10th or 12th shout-out you give me.
I said I'm fine with Roshi Runs being on someone's list. But Roshi Runs are historically impactful in the sneaker culture, period.
Air Max 1s.
Okay. You act like NMD is not. NMD, when they first came out, you guys were like, those are terrible. Ultra Boost. And then when they came out, you
Ultra
were like,
Boost.
Oh!
Ultra Boost.
And now there's nothing for $1,000.
Ultra Boost is historic. It has a historical place in the sneaker history, not NMDs. NMD's hype is built off Ultra Boost.
I don't think there's an Ultra Boost that sells for more than the OG NMD does.
All right, man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
What you got? What's next?
This one, you guys are really going to be upset about this one. And I wrote anything.
If it's snakeskin Air Max 98.
That's probably strong. Nah, they don't sell for enough to be on this list. I don't really mean anything, but basically all Supreme and Bape stuff sucks balls and it's way overrated because I don't understand it at all. That's it.
Okay.
I don't get the Bape shoes.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, Bape sucks.
They look like bad Air Force knockoffs.
Simple Loves camo, and I like camo, but I don't get it, man. The stuff they put camo on sucks. People go crazy
you
for
smoke
it.
Bruh, what is that? I just got a threat from some guy on Facebook, like, you better make me an admin on Facebook or I'm calling the cops.
I guess that's it.
Hey, did you insult his socks?
We'll see you later. No. I guess our show went live and he's listening right now.
This is my group. You better make me an admin again or I'm calling the police and you don't want none of that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bottom five.
It's getting real in sneaker groups right now. All right, bottom five. So first one, number 10, South Beach 8 LeBron.
I'm fine with it.
I'm not.
I wouldn't make my list, but I'm fine with it.
You
wouldn't pay $1,000 for that shoe. You probably wouldn't wear that shoe.
I had the shoe.
Yeah, but then you sold it. So that means that you confirmed it.
Well, because that was back when selling stuff was, you was making.
I don't get the hype on it. It's not a bad shoe. I just don't get.
At this point, it's a hiking boot. You wouldn't wear them. I agree.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right.
You're starting off really rough with these weathermen and these South Beach 8s.
I think Ryan's going to get mad right now. Supreme 5s. The Jordan Supreme.
Which one? All of them?
All three of them. All three of them. I will say
he just took all of our top 10 lists and was like, I'm gonna piss all of them off. He was like, I'm gonna take our top 10 collab lists and shit on it right now.
I'm not a 5 fan, but Supreme 5, at least the camos.
I mean,
fire.
Technically, everyone's a fan of 5s. The Black Metallic 5s.
I'm not.
Metallic 5s are fire.
Historically.
Yes.
The two basic ones, they're so basic.
I think you came in here to make an impact.
Nah.
What else you got, bro? What's number 8, bro?
All right. So next one, a Ben 2. Crazy about it.
Cans of trash.
Yeah, not crazy about it. Suck. You take away the premium leather, whatever, it's got nothing else going for it.
What else you got?
Miro 7, overrated again.
Hot garbage. All right, that was on my wackest Jordan list.
All right, next one, Ben 7.
It's kind of Ben 7. What's the Ben 7 look like? Oh, is that the...
It's got all the...
The Miro?
I mean, it would... He just said the Miro.
Miro right
before
7.
That.
What's a Ben 7?
I don't know.
It looks a little bit like the Miro 7, but it just has less stuff on it.
Less,
I mean, it's not bad.
Less writing on it.
Ben 7. I need a pick. Somebody.
Yeah, I got it.
Ben 7s.
I have no idea.
I can't think of it. What color is it?
It's white with... Here you go.
Oh.
They don't suck, but they suck.
Nah.
They don't suck, but they do suck. They look like Rastafarian shoes. Yeah. Like, I don't like Rastafarian colors. So.
What is he talking about? No.
I don't know what that wacko was talking about.
That was number 7?
That was 7?
I believe that was a seat in... Six.
All right. Recap.
All right.
So recap. South Beach 8, LeBron.
Smoking.
Supreme 5s.
Smoking.
All three of them.
Smoking crap.
Ben 2, Miro 7, and Ben 7.
Right on.
I'm okay with the Miro. Well, you'll hear my list here in a second. But the Ben 7, it's like indifferent. And
I hate Jamaican colors on like
the Supreme 5s. I care less about. You guys already know that. I just, matter of fact, said anything Supreme or Bape a little while ago. So. Simple.
What you got?
Number 10.
More Reeboks.
The Yeezy 1 Blinks.
Just the Blinks?
Just the Blinks. I think the Nets are super tight. I wouldn't wear them, but like I like them.
Fine with it.
Number 9, Jordan 8s. Like I don't understand why anybody ever wanted Jordan 8s. I think they're super whack.
Now, back when they came out, when was in fourth grade.
I thought they were whacked in.
No, they suck.
They suck. They suck when they came out.
Like, I didn't think so.
But
it was one of the first.
But it's not a good enough shoe to deserve to be on this top 10 of overrated. It just sucks.
Dornbacher 8. How's that? Jesus, like, you want to make me go there again? Like, do we have to go there again?
Aqua 8. What made them dope?
Their ways are dead now, bro.
I don't know if they're overrated. They're now like, but when they came out, it was one of the first joints that wasn't black and red. The first initial model wasn't a Chicago color.
It was black and red.
Oh, it wasn't. The first colorway that dropped of
was 8 aquas?
Were aquas.
Oh, okay. Man,
they were decent. They were pretty different back then.
They suck.
All right, what you got?
I think you're on 8, right?
Number 8, the Jordan 15s. I think Jordan 15s all suck.
They suck, but they're not overrated. They just flat out
those
suck.
Those just suck.
People wanted them back when they were coming out.
I like those.
They ain't bad.
When they were coming out, people wanted them.
I just don't know if they're overrated. Well, actually, you know, I take that back. People want them. Those ones that just dropped them kabukis. Flew. Them kabuki things.
They suck.
Say for $100,000.
What's that?
Them kabuki soldier zippers.
Yeah, those things suck.
The collabos.
Whatever that garbage
call it that then. Jordan 15 kabuki.
Kumbumbas or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Scorpion versus
a rat king.
Beetle. Whatever the hell they
some
are.
Some like Asian.
They suck. And number 7, these suck. And there's a lot of these shoes that could have been on this list. And I have no idea. Like, if you gave me these for free, I would light them on fire.
For me. Like, what are you talking about?
If you gave me for free, I'd light them on fire. PlayStation Air Force Ones.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
They suck.
Those deserve to be on there.
Those shoes suck. Dom Fisher, those shoes suck.
Oh, man.
Why are you hating
on them? We'll get to more on that later.
But see, when Don came through and said those.
And what's number 6?
I said they were garbage. You guys are like, yo, you turned on them.
Yo,
PlayStation Air Force Ones are pretty bad. All right, recap.
Number 6, I hate to like.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sorry, like. Oh, I'm gonna go say some Our Fathers after this, but Dornbacher 2s suck.
Those suck.
I don't understand why anybody wants that.
No one wants it, do they?
Yeah, they do. They sell for like $1,100.
Those suck.
So just to recap, Yeezy 1 Blinks, Jordan 8, everyone. Jordan 15 Kabukis, PlayStation Air Force One,
Kubo,
and Dornbacher 2s.
Facts. Now, this number 10 might ruffle some feathers, me. Air Max 95s.
All of them?
All of them.
Dang.
Visually.
I mean, that just sounds to me like that should be on the list of your most hated or something. Not that it's overrated.
People love Air Max 95.
People do love
Air Max. Yeah, but all right.
Visually, I love the way they look. When you put them on, they're way too bulky. Like, they're huge to me. Like, they don't fit right. I've never put on one that I thought, like, these fit right.
Y'all need some of them Air Max, flying the Air Max 90s or not, or ones, Air Max 1s.
Number 9, the first Kyrie Irving, Kyrie 1s.
I love those are fire.
Where are you,
it looks like the Kobe 4.
Coming up with this stuff from? Like this Kobe is 4. Not stuff that people want.
That's those, not sold out.
Those
what are
Kyrie 1s
about?
Sold out, and for a while, the first 2-3 colorways were selling for like
$300-$500. Colorways sold out.
No, I don't remember that.
You ain't yeah, paying attention. Those, Kyrie 2s are sitting. Kyrie 1s flew.
Yeah. Those red and black ones were flying.
We're like, and they
those
were like, the first,
nightmares
they were like,
were like $400. Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
I don't remember that.
Whack.
You were asleep.
Number 8.
While you were sleeping.
Number 8. I think I might go Jordan 11s.
No.
Ooh.
What? Why would you say that?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know how to react to
you
this
got,
because
why
like, you just
you
got mad
that?
At Andrew for all that stuff he was saying.
And
like,
you put Jordan 11s.
And you just said all of them.
Maybe now they're over.
No, they aren't.
I don't think anybody should still want a Jordan 11. Okay, no.
If you said like Columbia
now.
Blues, okay, fine.
No. Now I think Jordan 11s overrated. Nobody should still want Jordan 11s, I don't think. Like, they should sit. They should. Like, back in the days.
I mean, I'm not copping to keep. I mean, I probably would wear them if somebody was like, wear these here.
Like,
free. All right,
I think you should still be able to go into a store
yes,
and find,
we know
a,
how
find
you,
a Jordan 11.
We know how you feel, Sam.
You should.
You're not trying for the gold 11 lows.
I don't know yet. Like, I don't know.
You just said, like, a week ago, you were like, oh, those Navy 11 lows are dope. Like, oh, I should have copped those. I
think
check on
some
those,
of them look good, but I don't think they should be flying off shelves. They shouldn't be selling out anymore.
No, you were.
I don't think so.
You're it's, like, it's 11. Navy 11 lows popped into your head
yeah,
and you Birdman
like,
hand wrote.
It has historical matter. It's just like.
That's one of the greatest sneakers of all time. You cannot say it's overhyped.
I could be overhyped, but you're overrated.
You're out of control.
Overrated.
Yo.
Number six, or number, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 10, 9, 8, 7. Number seven, Kobe 6. I think the Kobe 6 is overrated. I liked it.
I'll agree with the Kobe 6.
I don't know why you just didn't pick like one colorway that people wanted that sucks. But instead
I think they all suck.
Well, I know, but.
Not
I
mean, suck, but
I think overrated.
Oh, they suck.
Because I had a few pairs of them, and they never looked right. I never could get.
Galaxy, overrated.
No, six.
No, that's seven.
Yes, I'm saying. What do you mean?
Six.
Kobe 6.
Kobe 6.
Yes, I know.
Galaxies were seven.
Yeah, almost sixes.
The sixes are the ones with the print. With
you like sixes.
Control. Yeah,
you like.
I mean, I do like sixes, but.
just, I like just more it. Foolishness that you're saying since you started.
I don't. I had 3Ds, sold them. Rices, sold them. Helicopters, sold them.
Those 3Ds might be the all of best Kobe
Chaos are dope.
Ever.
And Grinches
might be the most creative.
And of the six, the Aces was the best one of all the Aces that have come.
You're right.
For the
aesthetically,
six.
You're right. I love the way they look, but I just think it's overrated.
Sorry, I thought you said seven. You can get out.
number six, shock darts. Overrated.
Yeah, they suck.
I can't say either way because I have three pairs. I've never put them on my feet, so
I think they're overrated.
Well, how do you have like a casual shoe like that and don't put it on?
Never.
I can understand
put it on my
like
foot.
If you had like a Barkley or Jordan or
when
something.
Did you buy
worn?
Three pairs?
I had a 20% off Nike
it's
coupon.
He probably
it was
got
a 4th of July pack.
Three pairs of the cream ones. Pause.
About the red, white, and blues.
Recap: Air Max 95s, Kyrie 1s, Jordan 11s. Now.
You didn't even pick
Kobe
like
6
colorway
Nike Shock Dart. You're right. I picked models. Nike Shock Dart.
That's weird.
I picked all models. I didn't pick a colorway. What you got, Andrew?
That's weird.
What's your top five?
Hold on.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, George.
I'm still here.
Oh, we got time, baby. We got to go.
I think I'm still here.
What all you right, got?
Number 10. You guys will understand why I assume.
I don't understand anything that's going on right now.
The Kobe 11 Elite Low Black Mamba. The one that came out in the last shoe of the Fade to Black pack.
Those are dope.
Why? Yes, they're dope, but they're not $1,000
shoe. You scored 61 points. They're not anymore. Like 200. You get them for retail now.
No, you can't. That's false.
No, that's true.
That's true. You get them for like 300
you
bucks
get them
now.
No, you can't.
Cats got theirs in the mail and was like, anybody want these real quick?
No, I'm not talking about the one you
talking about
Fade
the
to
model.
Black.
Oh.
The
those,
one that came out
bucks.
And immediately
yeah,
was a $1,000 shoe.
Those are definitely overrated.
It's a black a shoe
yes.
with a gold swoosh. And
it has,
it has
historical
but
value, but those
cheaper
are
cheaper now. Like
I don't know how much they are now.
Yeah. Yes, it's still a $1,000 shoe.
What you got? I don't know how much they are now, but
that's the very definition of
nine.
Overrated shoe. A shoe that is nothing special and went from 200 to 1,000.
I'm gonna agree with it. But all
numero
these have overrated price ones. Like,
but you didn't pick colorways. That's
doesn't
what's
upset. I mean, overrated model.
Whatever.
Like,
all right, number nine. Simple's going to be upset with this, I think, because he owns it or likes it or whatever. But I don't care. LeBron 10, what the MVP? Don't understand it.
Those are dope.
Trash.
That's one of the coolest shoes ever.
LeBron 10, what the MVP?
Yeah.
You mean 11?
Yeah.
Do you mean 11?
No, 10.
The 10s are fucking 10. Fire flames.
No,
what the heck
not.
Does LeBron
they
10
suck.
Look like?
They're fire.
Like a space boot kind of?
I need to look that up.
You would never wear them.
What you got? Me. What's the next one? I'll find it.
You going to look it up?
Yeah. All
right. Number eight, LeBron 10 Celebration Pack. I'm assuming it was like championship pack. It had the low and the high and in high. There. Overrated. Trash. And just so everyone's clear on, the everything that made my list, is except for like maybe one thing, is stuff that's highly priced that has no reason to be hype ever. There's no reason these shoes should be as expensive as they are, which is the definition of overrated.
What'd you just say?
The LeBron 10 Celebration Pack. The one with the low and the high. That trash low. And the high is a little bit better, but, like, why? Why is it sell for $2,000?
Because
they're
dope. You base your stuff off, like,
off hype.
Price.
Yes, hype. That's what price what drives hype. That's
yeah,
overrated.
But a Roche Run falls more into, like,
hysteria. Like, people went hysterical for them.
People went
I guess
hysterical
it doesn't matter.
For every shoe that's on here. They sold yeah, out.
Right. Because they wanted
I
to
guess
resell
it. Doesn't matter.
It. Like,
I guess overrated
goes, it.
It's a wide range. Go ahead.
Price through the roof.
Wide range.
Number seven, Jordan 5, Tokyo 23, the yellow one.
Mm.
Don't understand the hype. You hate the
okay.
Lightnings, which
okay,
are
whoa,
way
whoa,
better.
You love Lightnings.
Yes,
you think
I
Lightnings
do.
Are the
okay.
dopest shoe
okay.
ever made.
No, that's false.
I agree with you.
I love the Lightnings. The 5s are trash in that colorway.
I agree with you, but I don't get
you
how
love
you
can
like Lightnings and not like that one.
Because
like,
the 4 is better. Okay, first of all, Lightnings you can get. Well, Lightnings came out and they were 500, or I think, right? Which one was 250 and which one was 500? The Lightning was 500?
I don't
or
know.
Or the Thunder was 500? One of them was 500
them.
Retail, and they only sell now for, what, 7 or 8? So you're
know.
Not even that much markup.
I think that's still
the tenders. Tokyo 23s came out at, like, 180 or 200 and sell for, like, 4,000. way overrated.
I hate your
There's
list.
A big difference between.
Say what?
I hate his list.
Yeah, because it's all stuff he wants. I knew it.
I don't know if I can like lightnings and not like the
Everything
fire.
On my list actually sucks. Y'all are naming good stuff.
Things that are overrated. You made a suck list. We did the thing you're supposed to do and make overrated stuff.
Yeah, but a lot of his stuff was overrated.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Okay, what you got
that
next?
Actually sucks. Number six, we already talked about. I'm glad he brought it up because I hope someone would have it. Jordan 7 Miro. I don't know why that's a $1,400 or $1,500 shoe or whatever because it sucks. I just don't know.
Okay, go. I mean, I said it was the one of the wackest Jordan on my list, and you guys lost your minds in here.
No, that's false. You can go back and listen.
You can go back and listen. Facts.
I did not say that.
Did he lose his mind? I feel like he lost his mind.
You feel like that, but you're wrong.
I'm right.
Okay, well, you can go back and listen to the show because I did not lose my mind.
What you got?
That sucks. Recap. Kobe 11 Elite Low Black Mamba from the Fade to Black Pack. Why it was a $1,000 shoe, we immediately have no idea.
Historic.
Number 9, LeBron 10. What the MVP? Number 8, LeBron 10 Celebration Pack. Number 7, Jordan 5 Tokyo 23. And number 6, Jordan 7 Miro.
You should have just had LeBron 10 left it at that.
Hey, you should have just had LeBron 10s.
No, because I don't think they all suck as far as overrated goes. These two are the worst offenders of the overratedness.
Okay. Andrew. Top five. Number 5.
All right, so let the hate begin. So LeBron.
Right, you must got some wild. What you got?
There might be a couple of backlash in here. So starting it off, LeBron 4 Fruity Pebble. I don't get the hype on that at all.
I should have put that
I actually don't get the hype on any LeBron 4 to begin with, but specifically that Fruity Pebble.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't get
the LeBron 4.
The only one that's okay is the birthday one.
Is that the Nick color one?
Yeah. That's the only one that's decent.
That one's, is that a 4?
Yeah.
That one sucks too.
Yeah, I mean, the model sucks.
The best one.
The model sucks.
I mean, if you can't take your laces out of your shoe, it sucks. All right. What you got?
Can't even get it on.
All right. Next one, Miami Knight 8 LeBron.
The what? Get
the Miami Knight.
Oh.
The low?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I don't get the.
I thought you were talking about the one that you had. I was about to say,
I do love that shoe.
I don't get the hype on it.
I don't think I get it either. I don't know why that one was like the one, like the chosen one to like.
I love that shoe.
I understand, you know, why it sells for that much because it's limited, just like a lot of.
Yeah, it was just stuff, it was only right. Available
I wouldn't,
in Miami,
pay, but it was I wouldn't pay really price, high, like price wise, like
$2,000, $1,500.
Yeah,
I mean, you take the limited out of it. You take the limited out of it, and nah. I don't.
What
see
else
it.
You got?
That's actually a good point. That's what the list should have been. If it wasn't limited, would it have sold out?
Next time on the Sneak Dish.
What else you got?
All right, next one I got.
3.
Is the Yeezy One just in general from Nike. I don't get
facts.
The hype on it.
Flame.
Facts.
Flame choice.
Facts.
Flames.
Don't get, you know, facts. Don't get the hype on it.
What you got?
Number 2.
To be discussed later.
Facts.
DB5. Don't get the hype on that one either.
Man, leave the kids alone.
Is that the one with the flashlight?
That's the one with the flashlight.
About that. Yeah.
You ain't got to say they're overhyped. Those are hot garbage.
Yeah, no, they're overrated.
Man, those are recycled bins. Those are trash.
Yeah. Right? I mean, no offense to the kid that designed it, but
look, it fits in the thing. It fits in the conversation, though, because it's a $1,000 shoe. That and why?
Yeah.
So kids.
That sucks. All right.
All right. And the number 1 is going to be Yeezy 750. I don't
love
get
it.
Dang, my man.
Don't
love
get
that
it.
Shoe. Best shoe ever. Top 5 best shoes of all time.
Don't get it.
Simple. See
Simple's
yourself
just
out,
talking.
Simple's Roll talking. Yourself out on
that
chair.
How about Rito? Was it? Rito got crazy. So, recap.
All right, recap. LeBron 4, Fruity Pebble.
He said recap.
Yeah, recap.
He slid that in there.
It is.
The recap.
That's appropriate.
I'm glad you caught that. Miami Knight 8, LeBron. Then the Yeezy 1 Nike, just all of them in general. And then number 2, DB5. And number 1, Yeezy 750.
Dab. Ryan, 5.
Number 5? Number. Bapestars. All of them.
Okay.
You mean Bapestas?
Yeah, Bapestas. I hate them. I hate all those.
I agree, since I had anything Bape on my list.
Those shoes suck. Ball sacks.
Agree.
Number 4.
Yeah, you normally the like... Caper, the caper of Bape.
Number 4, I love Bape too, but I hate the Bapestas. Like, number 4, the LeBron 9 LeBron Palmers. Like, I don't understand why anybody wanted those. I understand it's a sample.
That's the yellow one, right?
The good one or the bad one? Oh, yeah, the 9 is the one that
won. The 9 is
the
good one.
Yeah, I don't understand those either.
Ever.
Those are ugly. Like, they're ugly.
I probably should have made my list.
Number...
Like, the, at least... They're limited. They were limited.
They were only
at least
samples.
The Miami Knights weren't ugly.
They were only samples. Oh, yeah.
They're friends ugly. Or friends like, they're family. Not even, like... I don't care if they are limited. They're ugly.
They're ugly. They suck. I don't know why anybody would pay $3,000 for that shoe.
The War Readies, on the other hand.
War Readies are fire.
Fire.
Those are dope.
Number three, Jordan Fusions. All of them. All those Air Force One Jordan Fusions. Why anybody ever bought those?
Were those overrated?
Yeah, I mean, bro, I don't. They were
people. There were people buying.
I agree.
Like, the Jordan 12 Air Force One. The Jordan One Air Force or the Jordan 12 Air Force Ones, like Jordan 5 or Jordan.
The Jordan 6 one wasn't fives? Too bad.
Yo,
but they
all suck. Jordan,
what was that all about?
I have no idea, but they were fucking terrible.
God, what else you got?
Number two. I don't understand these ones. They've been on our list before. God bless Dornbacher and the kids and what they're trying to do. But Dornbacher ones, what are they doing?
You're
like, you put palm trees and like blue and yellow in a Pharrell tongue patch. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what happens.
Simple. I'm gonna need you to high five the devil for me. Bro.
I mean, that shoe was trash, bro.
We already know. Stop.
After that one, they should have never let a kid design another one. Bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they should have stopped the program.
That should have been the precursor right there.
That should have been like, this was cool.
This was a bad idea
when we thought about it, but this ain't working out. Because right after that was a Rastafarian 2, which was on Andrew's list. It wasn't going well until it got to the 3, all right? They were trash. All right.
The 3 the and the 6. 3 and the 6 are probably the only ones you can
the
get away with.
The 6s are dope. The 3s are dope. I think the 4s are dope.
4s are dope.
4s are super
I like
tight.
4s. I get why people say they suck, but I think they're all right. What else you got? Is it number one?
Number one.
What's number one?
All custom sneakers. Custom sneakers, period. Why? Okay. Why do people want them?
All right.
Custom in a sense like what?
Like the custom sneakers that you get
wait, that you wear and they crack. Wait, what? You want to make literally every single moccasin boost.
That doesn't count.
How does that not count?
That's not a custom
shoe. If you take the sole off one shoe and glue it to another, it's
you
a custom.
Worship that no. shoe to moccasin more
like,
than any shoe
I'm
in history.
I'm talking like the people that
you sent pictures to the thread of every single sole, like Air Max 1 sole, Huarache sole, Boost sole.
Those are not custom. Those are creations. Hey, those are creations.
They're fusions. They're fusions.
Yo, those are fusions.
He double disagree with himself.
Oh, I can't.
I'm talking like
you got fusion moccasins.
Oh, no.
You got
fusion
moccasins.
Customs. Yo, no. I'm talking like you take a Jordan 6 and you bait paint it. Like, why?
You got moccasins.
Why would you do that? Like, why would you do that?
Isn't that a fusion? You got a fusion moccasin. that was funny. What's your recap? I kind of agree with customs. I don't know, man.
You want them too.
It depends on how much you do a custom to. Like the one that you did with the reptile low and you changed the white to black.
Oh,
that's fine to me.
But yeah, that's fine.
But when you... Oh, I don't want to say that. Well,
when you what?
I'm not saying it.
What were you going to say?
Okay.
Shut up. All right. Your top five. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your recap?
Oh, my recap. Number five, Bapestas.
Suck.
Number four, what was number four?
Oh, my God, you don't have a list?
Number three was Jordan Fusions, all of them.
Suck.
Number two was Dornbacher Ones. Number one was Customs.
You already messed up.
Forever.
You already messed up. Greg.
Number five, just Timberland boots, period. Timberland boots, historically, I understand it. When you're talking about 90s, 80s, 90s hip-hop, you're talking about New York.
If you live
they have
in New
a
York,
place,
they're fine.
A Tim's boot
or
is,
construction.
If you said, like, historical sneakers, shoes.
Now you better get
shoes.
A Wolverine if you work construction.
A Tim's boot might be, like, in the top five most historical footwear of all times.
You better get a James Harden 1 if you work construction.
But Tim's are overrated. Like, I don't know why Tim's are, like, the, like, go-to fire, like...
Oh, people!
Whoa, spilling beer!
Places. Oh my God! Places are actually doing collabs with like purple and blue and
I don't
red
get it,
and
man.
Whatever.
Yo,
red trash.
Beeline, BBC, Timberland boots are actually kind of fire.
Stop. I don't know what you're talking about. So.
Number four, I put Air Force One lows. I'm fine with highs.
I agree.
I think highs aren't that bad. And I'm, you know, I'd recently tried on a pair of highs. I don't know what I was thinking. And I was like, yo, they're not too bad as a high.
No.
With pants.
With pants.
I mean, jeans, not just pants, but jeans. But a low, I tried lows for a long time growing up, but lows, done.
Let's move on.
Number three, Yeezy
you just
ones.
Got a pair for your daughter.
Yeezy ones are hot garbage. Okay, they're Air Force One lows for a little kid is fine. They're about this big, all right? But grown men, they're pretty huge. Yeezy ones, period. Every single colorway, awful. The shoe is nuts, all right? Number two, anything Adidas tubular, all right?
Yep.
Tubular.
I can't believe
garbage.
I didn't think of that.
Garbage.
Not price high enough.
I feel like I might be the only ones that own tubulars.
Yeah,
tubulars.
I agree.
Tubulars.
Suck.
Only person in America.
I don't like them. I thought they were like they're dangerous too. You drive in. They're very dangerous.
A lot of mistakes.
Bro, I'm driving the car and the driver pedal got stuck in the the thing. I had to take my foot out the shoe and hit the brake. I was like, yo. These are emergency. Those are dangerous. They're recalls.
Those shoes look like they were made for walking on water.
Suck. Number one, Flyknit Racers. The most overrated shoe, period. For $150, Flyknit Racers? They're made out of nothing. They're almost 95% air. It's nothing.
You wear them everywhere.
$150 for those?
You wear them
It has
everywhere.
No air, no zoom. No tuned air, no lunar.
They're handmade.
It has
hand woven.
That's true. No, they're not. Shut up. Those suck.
It's on a loom.
Recap: Tim boots, Air Force One lows, Yeezy ones, anything Adidas tubular, and Flyknit Racers. Flyknit Racers are highly overrated.
I think they're like
overrated,
but I don't think they're on the top 10 overrated.
Overrated. What you got?
All right, number five. You guys are gonna be upset.
Yeah, probably.
And guess what? I don't care. And there is a reason this is on here, but the Air Mag. And not the one he had in the movie. And if it really was automatic lacing, absolutely.
That's fine, because that was going to be
Air
on my list.
Mag,
I have no idea why.
Prop, movie prop.
Why would you want that? I don't know.
Now, I understand doing...
Would you wear it?
I understand doing a fundraiser for it. If they sell for $10,000, fine. But if they actually put them like at retail and were $5,000, I'd pee in Nike's cereal.
Yeah. I actually thought about putting that one on my list, too.
Yes, you number will find four, Phil Knight, you will pee in his Cheerios.
Number four, I will. Unless he wants to give me a job and pay me a lot of money. Number four, Galaxy Phone Posit. Again, I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what you think. Galaxy Phone Posit, one of the most overrated shoes ever.
It's a Hall of Flame sneaker. No. But when you hold it in hand, you're like, God, it's kind
of
crappy.
One of the most overrated
it's
shoes.
It's one of the greatest sneakers of all time.
It's one of the most overrated items in
it's
world
It's very
history.
Important in our sneaker culture.
It is important, but that's another reason
Just
why it's
like
overrated.
The KD Weatherman, but we'll come back to that.
Number three has already been mentioned. Yeezy one, all colorways.
Trash.
Suck. The net colorway is okay if they would have put it on a better looking silhouette.
What's the net one? The black?
No, the tan. Like tan.
Those were the worst.
Those were the best.
Those suck.
I don't
black ones are the best.
I think
the black ones are the worst.
Net,
and the gray
net,
ones are the second
then
worst.
Then black and then the grays last.
They suck and suck.
They all suck. I would never wear them. They're almost as tall as I am. Trash.
Dab.
Taller than taller than Greg is.
What you got?
Number two.
That's why I don't wear stuff
the
like
shoe
that.
Shoe would be wearing him.
That's why I don't wear stuff like that.
He would live in it. He'd be like Larry Johnson.
Let me join his boots. I can't do it.
It'd be a condo.
Number two, already been mentioned by various people. Yeezy 750, all colorways, suck balls.
Stop.
I don't know why people
Stop.
Like those.
All
suck.
Colorways.
All colorways suck. Dang. The shoe itself is trash.
Because
right?
You were like... Cause you like you know what in like a year you just started wearing skinny jeans like 2 months ago so like
this
year,
is true
so
this
like in a
true.
Year like you were wearing Lee
true.
Pipes up until you like,
Lee Pipes in a clothing city
oh,
what else you
no.
got
yes and I had skinny
Miller
jeans
Outpost.
On under the Lee Pipes
yeah.
yes I've actually never owned a pair of those in my entire life
what else you got Lee Pipes
You're number still- one number one all Air Force Ones period I don't care Don
Ooh.
Eat it Don pause. Air Force Ones are the most trash sneaker of all time. And I will
Suck.
Specifically mention the misplaced checks by John Geiger. Why people go crazy for those, I have no idea. The fact that
those
he called it checks, he's an idiot, and I want to punch him in the face.
He probably couldn't
swoosh.
Use the word swoosh. He probably couldn't use that.
I don't care. He's an idiot for that. All right? That's very offensive.
But what if he wants to come on the Sneak This podcast?
Well, then me and him can hug it out when he comes on. But until then, he could S this D. Pause. All Air Force Ones ever, and specifically that shoe.
That means sneak disc. That means sneak disc, not anything else.
Misplaced swooshes.
Them is dark. Them is
they
okay.
Suck.
And they suck, but they're.
I can find a way to wear. I can find a way to wear misplaced.
You can find a way to wear a lot of the stuff on your list too, but it doesn't mean you are.
All right. Anything else?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the shout outs.
Andrew, Twitters, everything.
Aguero 623 at Twitter.
Appreciate you coming through.
Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Was it
I? Oh, I had a blast.
That was cool.
I had a blast.
Anything else, Simple?
That's the sneak disc.
Awesome.
Jordan 11s? Bro. What?